Christ is in our midst. In Scripture, we always often see a reflection of our own lives. Maybe St. Thomas's doubt resonates with our own. Or maybe we need to learn to ask for forgiveness like the prodigal son, or to give it like his father. Likewise, I believe they asked me to preach today because I can relate to Zacchaeus' height. Now, I really like the story of Zacchaeus because it's so tangible. Zacchaeus didn't start out with an abstract theological quandary. He just really wanted to see Christ. But when Christ was passing through, Zacchaeus just couldn't see over the crowd. Some of us can relate to this. So he went ahead and did something crazy. He climbed up a tree. Seeing this grown, rich man climbing a tree probably looked wild to everyone around him, and it probably wasn't easy to do, but that's okay. He needed to see Christ, so he climbed up that tree. And Christ recognized that effort. Like the father of the prodigal son, the moment Zacchaeus took a step towards him, Christ recognized it, and he came to meet him, and he invited himself into Zacchaeus' house. And how did Zacchaeus respond to this great news? With charity and repentance. He immediately gave away half of his wealth and repaid everyone he had cheated four times what he took from them. And so Christ said, "Today, salvation has come to this house." I want to step back and break the story into three small parts. One, Christ passes through and Zacchaeus does what he has to do to see him. Two, Zacchaeus repents and gives to the poor. Three, salvation has come to this house. These three parts of the story are the three steps of salvation for us. One, Christ passes through, and we climb over the bustle and distraction of the crowds so we can get closer to him. Two, our response to meeting him, we change our lives, we repent, we make up for our sins, and we reorient our whole lives towards Christ. Three, salvation has come to this house. What is salvation? It's Christ himself. And what is the house? Our heart. The key to the story is not only realizing that each of us is a little short, not just me, each of us is a little short in faith, but also that this crucial moment in Zacchaeus' life is happening right now. Christ is here. He's passing through as we speak. Not only generally in the world with us, but his body and blood are here with us in the church as we celebrate the Divine Liturgy. We have this opportunity to go out of our way to see him and to invite him in. For me, though, I'll admit I'm still stuck on step one, and I think the hard part is those crowds. There's so much constant noise around us, such a constant feed of entertainment and distraction on our phones, so many TV screens in every restaurant, and we're just being swept around by these crowds. And we let those crowds, those distracted thoughts, into our minds and our hearts, to the point that even when we're not in front of a screen, we're still just as scattered and oblivious. Many times, not only can we not see Christ too clearly from our vantage point, we don't realize he's there at all, and so we're not even looking for him. And to make matters worse, going with the flow of the crowd is also a very comfortable place to be. As C.S. Lewis tells us, though, if you look for truth, you may find comfort in the end. If you look for comfort, you will not find either truth nor comfort, only soft soap and wishful thinking to begin, and in the end, despair. Looking for truth, the truth, Christ himself, is not easy. It may entail going against the crowds. We might have to do something that looks crazy to everyone else and climb up a tree. And we should remember where else we see a tree mentioned. On Holy Thursday, we sing, "Today he who hung the earth upon the waters is hung on a tree." The tree is the cross, and it is not easy to get ourselves onto that tree. But Christ is here, and if we can just make a few sacrifices to break ourselves out of these crowds, we can see him clearly, and we can invite him in. And he can purify us, and our whole lives will be transformed, and salvation will come into our hearts and into our houses. Now, what this looks like is a little different for each of us, always a beautifully unpredictable story, with different kinds of crowds and trees and repentance, but always with the potential to end with Christ entering our house. Zacchaeus' personal journey towards Christ started with climbing a tree and ended with following Christ until he eventually becomes the bishop of Caesarea in Palestine. God has uniquely given each of us different gifts and a different story that can lead us to Christ. I want to finish with a part of this hymn from St. Nikolai Velimirovich. Everyone with his gift, let him the kingdom acquire. Whoever is wealthy with money, let him money offer. Whoever is rich with wheat, let him wheat distribute. To whom wisdom is given, others let him teach. To him whose hands are strong, let him perform service. Whoever knows a trade, let him honorably uphold it. Let him who knows how to sing, praise God. Only he is small who does not know God. I like that. It shows that Zacchaeus wasn't so small in the end. Only he is small who does not know God. Not all are the same, nor do all possess the same, but a pure heart everyone could give to God. So whatever gifts we have to offer, whatever trees we need to climb, whatever crowds are blocking our view of Christ, this is our chance. Let's reflect and specifically identify what those crowds are. Let's make a plan to climb whatever tree we need to climb to see Christ. Let's start doing that today, right now, because Christ is here. Now is our salvation to offer him a pure heart, to invite him in, and let our lives be transformed so that salvation can come to our house as well. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.